Hi again, everyone. Before I start, I have to thank all of my reviewers and my commenters for their sweet feedback. It makes me really happy and makes me think that maybe I'll find a guy someday who wants to do all those lovely, naughty things with me every single night. I wish. Anyway, this actually isn't a new audio. It's one of my old ones from another pen name. But I thought that I'd post it again while I work on two more new audios. And the two new ones are kind of going to go with the same theme as Tea Time, so people who like that, I hope, will like the new ones. So I'm going to be your Cinderella and your Sleeping Beauty really soon. But another note, even though my school year is winding down, I'm not going to have a lot of time to write during that summer break, because guess what? Nihon ni iku yo. Sugoi ne. Watashi no nihongo wa chotto dame da kara. Nihon ni itte nihongo wa benkyou suru tsumari desu. Ja, wakarimasu ka? Anyone understand? Anyway, it doesn't matter. I hope that you like this old but sweet audio. Thank you. It's a shame that we don't speak as often as before. I find myself needing you now more than ever. No one understands the way you do. Understands how I long to be touched. Long to be fucked. It almost seems too good to be true sometimes, doesn't it? That such a lovely little girl could be so fantastically dirty for you. I remember being shy at first, but I needed you. I needed you so bad, and you knew it. We started with naughty emails, but that wasn't nearly enough, was it? I needed to chat in real time, to know that while we spoke, you had one hand wrapped around your cock, stroking gently, slowly, getting off to our filthy conversations and hardcore habits. No, it wasn't long before I became your darling little slut. And now we both know each other's deepest desires. Now I know exactly what makes you tick. To know that I've never been touched, never been kissed, never had the chance to lick and suck a cock like yours. So hard and deliciously thick in my little mouth. No, it's not fair, is it? I need to be fucked so bad, but you're just so far away. But at the same time, I'm all yours. As long as I have you, I have everything. And now, can't you just imagine the feel of that tight, virgin cunt squeezing your fat prick. That wet heat gliding up and down your hard shaft. You love it when I say that, don't you? You'd love to know that you would be my first. The first to ever explore me. And do you know what I'd say while you were fucking me? While you had my legs pinned behind my head. While you were pounding in deep. I'd lower my lips to your ear and whisper, "Fuck me, Daddy. Fuck your little bitch." Over and over. And over. I think about it every second of every minute of every hour of every day. In class, at home, wherever, whenever, even right now, as I'm lying in bed, bra pulled down, delicate little fingers twisting my nipples. Can you see it? I'm constantly craving your cock. Oh, fuck. I need it. I need you, Daddy. If only you were here to satisfy your little slut's hunger. I've been so bad to you lately, but you can bet I'd make it up to you, just like a good girl. You know about good girls, don't you, Daddy? Good girls never complain. They never say no. They do exactly what you ask. And you can always count on them to have insatiable sexual appetites. I hope you still consider me your sweet little girl, because you're still my sexy older guy, my fantasy. I want you to think of me the way I think of you. And just imagine fucking me until I come all over your big, thick cock. Ugh, can you see it? I'd be squirming and writhing underneath you, crying for it. Wouldn't it be fun to introduce me to my first fuck? To open me up where no one else has, and ease in. Inch by inch by inch. I want a real man, Daddy, just like you, to hold me down and give me the pounding of my life. Hold me down and make me scream. Slide your cock into my dripping cunt, and then shove it up my ass while I'm on my hands and knees, begging for it. I would be all yours for as long as you wanted. Even if only for a quick fuck before work. Or something casual without question. I know I'd be lucky to have a taste of you. Ugh. And God, would I love a taste. I dream of licking and sucking you while all dressed up. I could wear a naughty schoolgirl outfit, nurse, or even elegant, sexy lingerie that would make you blush. I'd wear it all for you at your place, just waiting for you to come home to me. And my only goal, my only desire, would be to satisfy you. To be your cum slut and get covered in that hot, sweet spunk. I'd kiss and lick you just to hear you moan for me. Ooh, and I know you'd love to feel my tits as well, wouldn't you? A soft schoolgirl's tits squeezed tight around your cock. Or maybe to have the nipples fed between your lips while we fuck. It all sounds like bliss to me. Hear that? Your naughty little girl's pussy is ready for you. You'll go nice and slow the first time, won't you? It'll only hurt a little, right? Oh, I promise I'll be good for you. As long as you take control. Do you like this? with the soft squish of your little girl's tits, all sticky and slick with lubricant. They're so sensitive. Please slide your dick in between. Grab your little girl's budding breath and fuck her like a whore. Please come for me, Daddy. Wherever you want, I'll do it for you. Whatever you want. Not like the other girls. Please, Daddy. Please. Pretty please.